Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. This week, I want to talk about what's kind of been going on universally right now, because right now we're going through a huge universal shift and up level. And I've been seeing this like crazy in my life and the life of my friends, my family, my students, people who are just generally on Instagram messaging me. I'm seeing this truly everywhere. Everyone is going through a huge shift. There's a major energetic up level right now. We're being asked to totally step into the next level of our lives, to raise our vibrations, right? Because in 2020, there is huge amounts of abundance coming for all of us. Joy and bliss and financial abundance, freedom, whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, it wants to come to you, and we're being asked to step up and level up into that phase of our lives. But in order to do so, everything that is not in 100% alignment must crumble to make space for what is coming. You have to let go of what is weighing you down to allow your vibration to rise to a place where you become an energetic match for what you're asking for. And so right now, at the end of 2020, we're going through this major shift, this major up level, this major, it's almost like a second stage of awakening for a lot of people. And so what it feels like is it feels like chaos, and it feels like messiness, and it feels like pain for some people. Because things are falling apart. Things, like, truly, for some people, shit is hitting the fan. And that is okay, because an up level doesn't look like and doesn't feel like rainbows and butterflies. Right? People expect, they say, I want to change my life. And then they wonder why things go to shit. They wonder why things get hard. And they say, no, I asked for an amazing life. I asked for abundance. Why am I getting this? It's because you're getting the lessons you need. Every single challenge, every struggle is an opportunity to up level. It's an opportunity to lean into the growth. The universe is asking you to surrender. And so you have two choices when this happens. You can either resist and hold on to what's crumbling and say, no, this is not okay. I don't want to feel this pain. I don't want to feel this hurt. I don't want to experience this chaos. I want to hold on tightly with both hands. And you can do that. But that will not be choosing the path of least resistance. That is choosing, in fact, the path of most resistance. Because when you hold on to what is not meant for you, when you hold on to whatever is contradictory to what you're actually trying to manifest, you're going to hit so much resistance. Because every struggle is there to teach us a lesson. And if we don't choose to learn that lesson, it will continue to manifest in our lives over and over until every single time that lesson is going to get more and more difficult and more dramatic and more chaotic, and will come with more pain until we choose to learn it. The universe will continue to throw it our way. So if you choose to resist and hold on, that is what you're looking at in 2020 or in the next few months. If you choose to deeply surrender and say, you know what, this is chaotic, this is painful, this is weird, I don't know what's going on, things are crumbling, things are falling apart, I just want them to fall together. Maybe it's not even that extreme. Maybe you're just having a lot of irritations or frustrations in your life. Surrender. How deeply can you surrender and say, you know what, universe, I understand it's happening to me. I don't totally get why yet, but I know that something even better is coming my way, and I am so here for it. I am so open to it. I cannot wait for it. Thank you. Can you meet the struggle with gratitude? That is what the universe is asking us right now, to surrender as deeply as possible. For some of us, the universe is asking us to have blind faith, because even in these times, sometimes we feel like we're so alone. We feel like we're not guided. We're not seeing signs. We don't feel as in alignment. And that is okay as well. It just means the universe is asking you to surrender even more deeply, because if you can blindly surrender, if you can have blind faith, you can manifest anything. That is the kind of faith, the kind of trust, the kind of surrender that can quite literally shift you through alternate timelines into the timeline where you truly have in your physical reality everything that you desire to manifest. So just remember that even if things feel hard right now, or even if they don't, it doesn't matter. Right now, we're being asked to have a collective shift into a higher vibrational state, to release what is weighing us down, to release the stories, release the beliefs that aren't serving us, release the people that aren't serving us, the people that are holding us down, the environments, the jobs, everything that is no longer serving us. We're being asked as a collective to release what is weighing us down so we can allow our vibration to organically and naturally heighten. And therefore, raising the vibration of the planet, raising the vibration of ourselves, allowing our manifestations to start to appear, allowing abundance to flow in more effortlessly. But we've got to make it through the struggle first. You have to make it through the lessons, the tests, the opportunities, the challenges. Because when you grow through them, you grow into the version of you who already has what you desire to attract. And that is when the manifestations show up. But don't forget to feel the feels. We are human beings. We are meant to feel our emotions. When we don't feel them, when we ignore them, when we push them away, we hold that energy stagnant inside of us. When we hold energy stagnant inside of us, low vibrational energy, we lower our vibration, right? So allow yourself to feel the feels. If you're going through something right now, allow yourself to feel the sadness, feel the pain, feel the anger, feel the rage, feel whatever it is and let it out. Express it, embody it, dance through it, cry through it, scream through it, whatever you have to do. Feel the feels. You are a human being. We are here to feel and experience emotion. It's part of our growth. It's part of our process. It's part of how we are able to evolve our souls. So feel the feels and allow yourself to feel them. And then do the damn inner work. Ask yourself, what is the lesson here? How is the universe asking me to grow through this challenge, through this struggle? So in my own experience, in my past couple of weeks, I have also had quite the week or the week and a half. It's been one of those weeks where everything that can go wrong just goes wrong. It started out with me getting extremely sick. I was so nauseous in bed like I've never been before for a day and a half. Like, honestly, I couldn't even look at food. I looked at a piece of toast and I had to go to the bathroom feeling like I was about to throw up. And this happened after I got a 90-minute deep tissue massage. I've never had one before. It was an extreme deep tissue massage. And I guess it's normal sometimes for the toxins to start releasing in your body. You can feel sick. I'm not really a massage person. I honestly rarely get them because my body is so ticklish. So I got one and I guess I overdid it with the 90 minutes and, or maybe it was good for me releasing all these toxins. But anyway, all of that aside, the fact of the matter is I was extremely sick for almost a day and a half. I was in bed for like almost 20 hours, couldn't move, could not eat, and was feeling pretty miserable. So that happened. But it was a great time for me to rest my body and to sleep. And I came out of that and I was like, all right, it's going to be a new week. It's going to be a great week. And then the next night, our villa gets broken into. We are robbed. A couple of my roommates had hundreds of dollars in cash stolen. I luckily didn't. But that was a huge bummer. And we have security as well. It happened while the security was there. So we were feeling unsafe and unsure. And my friends had money stolen. So that wasn't fun. And then after that, we get a bunch of unexpected bills we weren't expecting. And I'm talking hundreds of dollars in bills. I don't just mean like a $50 bill. I mean like $400 worth of unexpected bills that we didn't know we had to pay. So that all shows up, all of these hundreds of dollars of unexpected bills right after my friends have just had hundreds of dollars of money stolen, right? So all of this shit is going down. And then the very next day, after we're having all of these arguments with our landlord over these unexpected bills because we weren't actually supposed to pay them and he kind of surprised us with them, wasn't in the contract, blah, blah, blah. So we have all of that weird energy going on. And then that very evening, my phone dies. I'm in the car and I pick it up, didn't drop it. Straight up, the screen stops working. It completely just would not work. I was receiving messages, but I couldn't open them or touch my screen. Couldn't even turn my phone off. So I take it in to get it fixed. And of course, it's like another $500 to fix it because here in Bali, they have to import everything, right? There's no Apple stores here. So everything is imported, so it's a lot more expensive. So $500 to get my phone fixed. And then, of course, on top of that, I have to go get my visa extended. I have to go to an immigration office. It's about an hour bike ride, by hour by motorbike. It's so freaking hot. I get on the bike and I forgot to put on sunscreen. I'm like sweating my butt off. I get so sunburnt. I get to the office and turns out I went to the wrong one. There's another one all around the other side of Bali. Couldn't make it in time. Missed my appointment. Had to come back. That's 4 hours of my day. I'm already stressed and I had to make another appointment to come back. So that kind of just put everything over the edge. I was stressing out, having major anxiety dealing with trying to get these bills paid, and all my roommates are stressed because they had money stolen and they're paying for these unexpected bills. And so I was getting stressed because I was taking on their stress, and I felt stressed for them because it sucks to have money stolen. No one wants to have a bunch of cash stolen. And then on top of that, to have unexpected bills, and then my phone was broken and I'm paying for my broken phone, and I was falling back into my old programs of scarcity. And even though I have the money to pay for all of this, it is not, for me, a money problem. I'm falling back into the stories because the universe is asking me to up-level once again. It's saying, Kristen, you still have these stories here. You haven't gotten rid of them. This scarcity. So I'm asking myself, why am I attracting this? Why did someone come and steal our cash? Why did I attract my phone breaking? Why did I attract these unexpected bills? Why is this appearing in my reality? Because everything happens for a reason. There is something in my vibration that has attracted these experiences. So instead of saying, oh, I can't believe this is happening to me, this sucks. Although honestly, I did say that. I did go into victim mode. I did feel the feels. I allowed myself to express them. I was stressed. I was anxious. I was upset. I was sad. I was feeling everything. I gave myself a day. I felt all the freaking feels. I cried myself to sleep. I let everything out. And then I woke up and I was like, it's time to do the damn inner work. What is going on here? And then I went deep and I asked myself, what are the beliefs that have attracted this situation to me? Because oftentimes what is happening when we have struggles appear or challenges appear in our lives, especially when we have repeating patterns of things that appear in our lives, what it typically means is you have a belief here at a subconscious level. Right? Because our beliefs manifest in our reality 100% of the time. Your reality right now is simply a manifestation of all of your past held belief systems. So if you're looking at something you don't like, it's manifested into your reality because the universe is showing you your subconscious beliefs, right? Because sometimes our beliefs are so subconscious, they're so deeply held. They're the lens with which we view the world and we don't realize it, right? It's like you have sunglasses on that you don't even know are there because it's the only way you have ever seen the world. So how could you know it's there if you've always had that lens on your eyes? It's the only way you've ever seen it. So the universe will send us situations and scenarios and challenges that shows us where our beliefs are so that we can see them and we can heal them. And you know, otherwise we may never have noticed, we may never have healed them, and therefore we would never be able to manifest something bigger, something greater for our lives, because you cannot outmanifest your belief system. Period. This is why I focus so much in my academy, my BAA, on how to rewire and rewrite and realize your subconscious belief systems, because it is the basis of all manifestation. But I don't want to go on a side rant on that. I want to get back to the point here. So looking back at my last week, I'm saying, okay, what belief system is it that attracted these experiences? What is it that needs to be healed here? How can I grow through this situation, right? How can I cultivate gratitude for it? Because when you can cultivate gratitude for the shitty parts of life, the parts that don't feel so good, the painful parts, that is the highest level of abundance. Gratitude is vibrating at the same energetic level as abundance. However, it is easy to feel grateful for the things that are amazing in our lives. It is very hard to feel grateful for the pain in our lives and the struggle in our lives. So if you can do that, oh my goddess, you can call in so much abundance. That is where the basis of all manifestation truly lies, in gratitude. So I'm asking myself, how can I feel gratitude? What is the lesson? What were the beliefs here? So looking back at everything, a big part of it was scarcity, right? I have been up-leveling my money mindset like no other in the past 6 months, in the past year. as I continue to manifest more and more financial abundance in my life. And every time I reach that new level, the universe sends me a challenge. And I've talked about this on the podcast. If you've been listening, you probably know there's constantly a challenge thrown my way in terms of money mindset before I can up-level to that next manifestation, that next level of abundance in my life. And so this was my old scarcity stories coming up, right? The phone breaking and the extra bills and the money getting stolen. This is the universe asking me to step out of scarcity, the mindset of scarcity, right? Because when I immediately felt fear, we got extra bills and I felt fear. My phone broke and I felt fear. The money was stolen and I felt fear around money. And that was the universe saying, it's time for you to heal this. So I looked at, okay, what are the causes? What are my true beliefs here? And the beliefs were that abundance is a number, right? I always say this, abundance isn't a number. But this was me falling back into my old programming of abundance is a number and saying, oh my gosh, I'm spending $500 on my phone and hundreds of dollars on these extra bills. And I had all these other payments I had to make. And this is way more than I had planned. My bank account is going to go down more than I had imagined. And then looking at the situation and saying, oh my gosh, abundance is not a number. And this is showing me where the scarcity is in my subconscious mind. I had fear around my bank account dropping when I wasn't expecting it. Why would I have fear around that? Because I saw abundance in my subconscious as a number. And I said, if my bank account drops below what I believe it was going to be at, I'm less abundant. And of course, this is false. That's bullshit. That's not true. Abundance is not a number. Abundance is a vibrational state. And so then I asked myself, okay, how can I move past this story? If I am truly abundant, abundant is all that is real in this life. Limitations are all self-imposed. What evidence can I find in my life to prove the beliefs that I want to replace this belief with? I said, I am abundant. And so I started practicing gratitude and looking at my life and saying, first, universe, thank you for this situation to show me that I still have some scarcity in my mindset so I can work through this. Second, thank you for all the abundance around me. I started noticing the abundance in nature, the abundance in my room, the abundance in my sheets, the abundance in my friendships, the abundance in everything I have in my life, the abundance in finances I have, the abundance in my bank account, the abundance everywhere in every area of my life. One exercise I always love to use, and I've shared this I think before, is I love to, when I want to get in a state of abundance, a state of gratitude, I say, all right, I'm going to pretend like I am an alien and I have just landed on Earth for the very first time and I'm coming from a desolate planet with nothing but dust. And I am stepping off of the spaceship onto planet Earth and then I view my world through those lenses. What would that alien think when looking at all of the beauty around us? I look at old buildings that are falling apart through the eyes of this alien. I notice the amazing shapes, the parallel lines, the colors, everything about it. I notice the beauty. That never fails to get me into a state of gratitude and abundance. So through this week of scarcity showing up in my life, I was able to up-level into an even higher state of abundance than I had ever been before by cultivating gratitude for the scarcity that was showing up in my reality and realizing this scarcity is a result of a limitation I have placed on myself. It is always self-imposed. And as I continue to work on my mindset, you know, people tend to think that I'm just, because I teach manifestation, that my life is just perfect and nothing bad ever happens. I manifest everything I want. That's not how it works. Everyone experiences challenges and struggles. I still experience things in my reality that I don't desire. But the difference is I am able to do the inner work through them. I feel the feels and then I do the inner work and I heal the beliefs and I cultivate gratitude. And that is why I continue to manifest abundance into my life. Because every time shit goes down, I am ready for it. Even though, yes, it is painful. And you're never going to get to a point in your life where there's not growth to be had, where there's not new levels to be reached. If you don't ever have painful experiences in your life, if you don't ever experience challenges, that means that you're staying stagnant. You're not growing. Can you embrace the pain? Can you embrace the challenges? Can you embrace the discomfort? Because that is where the freaking growth happens. And that is how you can call in abundance. You cannot call in abundance by just having this journey of rainbows and butterflies and everything's good and I'm always happy and I don't feel emotions and I'm never sad and I'm never angry. that does not work. If you do that, you will hold yourself where you are and you will experience a lot of resistance. So one of my biggest tips in doing this is to always say, what is the belief that I want to believe? Because our beliefs always manifest into our reality. So if you want to work backwards here, you can say, what is the outcome I desire? All right, what belief would I have to believe for that outcome to manifest in my life as evidence of this belief? All right, once you have the belief, what evidence do I already have in my reality that this belief is true? So it's the belief that I'm abundant, there's always enough money, blah, blah, blah. What evidence can you find? What abundance is already existing in your life? Because like I said, if we're talking, I'm just using abundance as an example, but abundance is not a number, it's a vibration. So look for truth in your belief that you want to hold that is already in your reality. How can you notice the abundance that's already there? How can you start to feel abundant now? Because feeling abundant now will call in more abundance. Oh, and in my past week, another experience I forgot I left out. So I think I mentioned this on the podcast too. I've been dating a lot in Bali. I've been going on dates. I've been staying open to experiences, meeting new people, because I'm currently manifesting love into my life. I want to manifest romance. I want to manifest a partnership. And I've been going on dates, right? Because if you want to manifest something, you need to take aligned action. So been going on dates with people and I've been having a lot of the same patterns show up and I've been healing stuff and it's been intense and amazing, but really intense because it's always a healing journey. Manifestation journey is always a healing journey. It is one and the same. So at the same time as all this other shit went down during the week, the scarcity stuff, the phone breaking, the house getting robbed, me getting sick, all of that, a guy that I'd gone on a few dates with, it was going really well, like totally got ghosted by him, which first of all, anyone who's listening, ghosting is 100% not okay. I do not believe in ghosting. I always believe in open, authentic expression and communication. However, I'm asking myself, okay, why did this happen? Why is this in my reality? What beliefs am I holding that have attracted this? Because there's a reason this is showing up. There's something here for me to heal. And I know that I have beliefs around not being desirable. This comes from like years and years and years ago. Right? Like 5 years ago, this belief started where, honestly, it probably started as a child, but I've seen it repeating in my life, this belief that I'm not desirable and belief that men always leave. So I know that those are two beliefs that I hold. A lot of it is subconscious and it's been showing up in, I hold these beliefs so it continues to be attracted, right? It's not that I'm not desirable and it's not that men always leave. It's that I am attracting evidence to prove my belief system. And that is the belief system that I was currently holding. So evidence is showing up in my reality for me to prove my belief system. That doesn't mean that that person didn't think I was desirable. It doesn't mean that that person was trying to leave. It could have been a miscommunication. However, a situation was attracted to me so that my mind could look at it as evidence for my belief system. Right? So I can look at this and say, okay, what's the belief? How do I heal this? You know, we meet people for a reason. I don't believe that there's anyone you come across with and have an experience with in your life that was not attracted to you for a reason. It's either an example of a repeating pattern that you need to work through and heal, right? It's a belief system, a subconscious belief system manifested physically in a person and an experience so that you can learn a lesson and heal. Or it's a new experience coming from a new belief system, showing you a new window of opportunity of what's possible in your reality, or a mix of both, right? Or it could be someone who's here to teach you a lesson or to share something with you. Every single person we come across, it is for a reason. Every single person. So I always ask myself in every situation, even if it's just one date I went on or one friend I met at a cafe or someone I had a good conversation with after yoga class, like whatever it is, why did I run into this person? What is the lesson? What can I learn from them? What was their energy like? Right? I'm not saying that every single interaction, I'm constantly spending hours thinking about this. But when you learn to look at the world this way, as everything is happening for a reason, I'm attracting everything for a reason, some vibrational, energetic, you know, part of me attracted this because it was a match energetically for their energy, you can learn a lot about yourself by the people you attract and the experiences you attract. And the way you respond to them, right? Because people that we attract at the same time, they're a reflection of us. We're all one energy. I'm a reflection of you, you're a reflection of me. There's truly no difference. We're mirrors for each other. So at the same time, you can look at a person and experience and say, how is this a reflection of me at some level, right? Like, I've noticed some patterns of even men I've been attracting in the dating world have been similar to the version of me that I was a couple years ago. And I realized that some of the pain that was created in these dating relationships, the miscommunications, the way they held themselves, the way they lived their lives even, it was a reflection of me a couple years ago, right? That doesn't mean that there wasn't a great connection, but it means that I was feeling pain in these experiences because in this relationship, whether it's just one date, 5 dates, it doesn't matter. It was a reflection of a version of me that I had been judging. And I realized that some people I was attracting was for me to forgive the version of myself that was being reflected in them. And when I was able to do that, I was able to feel empathy and compassion and connect on a deeper level rather than having this judgment, right? And being triggered by things. I wasn't actually being triggered by the current situation, by whatever the miscommunication that's going on, whatever was happening. It wasn't the situation that was triggering me. It was truly on a subconscious level, my judgment of the past version of me who was them. And when I could forgive them, I could forgive her and move forward. So that's just one other example of a reason why you might be attracting a certain experience or situation into your life. Everyone is a reflection of you. Everyone has been attracted to you for some reason because some part of their energy, even if it's subconscious, there's something within them that is an energetic match for something within you. Whether it's something within you now, whether it's a past version of yourself that you haven't healed or forgiven, whether it's just a lesson that you need to learn to move to the next level, whether this person is here to be a teacher in your life, short term or long term, well, truly everyone is a teacher. But I truly believe, and what I've been learning is it's so important to stay open to every single experience, whether it's a friend, whether it's someone you run into at the grocery store, whether it's a date, to stay open to every experience because every single person is a teacher and everyone shows up in our life for a reason and everything around you is here for a reason. The universe is trying to communicate with you through your life, through the people, through the experiences, through the challenges, through the struggles that you're attracting. And if you turn a blind eye and you don't listen, the universe is just going to keep trying. And every time you decide not to listen, not to look deeper, you know, because it's hard. We want to be in alignment. Sometimes we want to listen to our ego, the one that says, oh, no, they're in the wrong. Like, you're right. How could they do that to you? How could they say that? How can this happen to you? Wow, like all of this happened in one day and 1 week. Life sucks. How could the universe do this? That's your ego. Your ego wants to feel this sense of pride. It's like we gain this sense of worthiness by saying, yeah, it's all happening to me. I am the victim, right? Rather than saying it's happening for me, you have to put your ego aside, your pride aside, and say, what part of me attracted this? Why is this here? But to admit that, yeah, I'm the creator of my reality. I'm in complete control. And that means I need to also take responsibility for the things that I don't love in my life. And that is not easy to do. But if you can do that, there is insane growth waiting for you on the other side. Because I know a lot of people are going through a lot right now, and I want to share how I deal with this in my life because I know I share a lot of the highlight reel on here. I share what's going amazing in my life because there's so much to be grateful for, and I've trained myself to focus on what's amazing. And so that's what I share because that's how I stay in abundance. But I think it's also helpful for me to share with you, yeah, the reality of what else is going on, because sometimes shit happens, and shit happens to all of us, but shit happens for a reason. One other thing that I did want to say is if you are feeling the feels and you're ready to work through that belief system, you feel like you're attracting the same patterns in your life, or you're feeling stuck and you don't know what that subconscious belief system is, or for some reason your manifestations aren't showing up, or you're just ready to step into abundance and ready to start manifesting your dream life, BAA is open for enrollment right now. So I would love to chat with you. The application is in the show notes of this episode and in my Instagram bio, which is at Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore. Fill out an application, book a time to chat with me. I'm setting aside to truly take 30 minutes and hop on calls with all of you who are interested. And I'm going to help you uncover your blocks, see what's going on for you, see how I can help you, and see if this is a good fit. I would love to chat with you. You know, my goal in creating this is, in the past year alone, I've spent upwards of 40 grand investing in myself and my growth, in coaches, in courses, in academies, in conferences, in everything to hone my expertise around manifestation. And not only that, but hours upon hours studying and practicing and learning what works and doesn't work and falling flat on my face and getting back up over and over and over until I figured out what truly works. And that's why the women in my academy truly have incredible results. They start manifesting week one, and I get chills. I truly get chills even right now thinking about the women in my academy. They're such goddesses. They're incredible, magical, powerful human beings just like you are. And they're all stepping into their power and they're manifesting. And it's because I have honed my expertise to such an extent that I'm able to pass that growth on to the women in my academy, because I give them that one-on-one support. I give them everything. As I grow, they grow with me, because my energy is their energy and their energy is my energy. I grow with my academy and my academy grows with me, and the women in my academy continue to have incredible results as I continue to grow, because I bring what I learn to the academy. And my goal in creating it was, I want people who are where I was, confused and stagnant and just, you know, maybe you're miserable like I was, maybe you aren't, maybe you're just ready for something more. But I want to help people who are where I was. I want to help them have the growth I had without spending 40 grand and without spending the years I spent in confusion. So if you truly are ready to move through your belief systems, if you're ready to connect with your universal guidance, if you're ready to start manifesting and step into abundance and truly heal your relationship with money and allow abundance to flow, if you're ready to do the inner work, this is for you. And I would love to chat with you. So fill out the application, book a call with me if you feel so called to. And I hope to be chatting with a lot of you this week. If you have any questions that you would like me to address on a future podcast, I am going to be making a question and answer episode where I answer all of your questions. Go ahead and email me, KristenJenna@pursuitofbliss.net, or send me a DM on Instagram @pursuitofbliss_. And I would love, love, love to hear what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. If this episode spoke to you at all, I would love for you to share it. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. That means so much to me when I see you guys sharing on social media, sharing your biggest takeaways. It makes my day, because my number one goal truly is to spread this message to as many people as possible, because I know that everyone who hears this is hearing it for a reason. It falls into your lap for a reason. It's coming at the right time for a reason, just like it showed up for me. And I hope to do that for other people. So if it spoke to you, it would mean the world to me if you shared it. If you let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And as always, I am sending all of you so much love. I am so honored that you are here on this journey with me, listening to this podcast. Love and light to all of you.